This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it.
For four full years, at the beginning of every single year, I'd set my goals. I'd set the same goals: to quit the job that I hated, to start doing work that actually mattered to me. For four full years, I told myself that I'd start my own business, but I didn't. For four full years, I tell myself that I'd start my speaking career, but I wouldn't. For four full years, I told myself that I'd launch my own podcast, but I wouldn't. I couldn't get myself to take action. For four full years, I would tell myself that I'd stop making excuses and I'd start taking some action, but I wouldn't. You want to know what finally got me to take action? Two things. I thought about two things. Number one, what would it feel like if I actually did nothing, if I just stayed the way that I was, scared, making excuses, not doing anything, not taking action towards my dreams, not taking action towards living a life that matters to me, not taking action towards achieving my greatest ambitions, just being scared, doing nothing. How embarrassed would I be with myself if I did nothing? Forget about everybody else, but personally, how embarrassed would I be with myself if I stayed in this shitty job, if I let myself remain paralyzed with fear, if I worried about what everybody thought of me, if I tried or if I failed? What kind of pain, what kind of regret would I feel once I turned 45, 55, 65, 75 years old, knowing that I had the chance to go for it, to really chase my dreams, to really live like I give a damn, but I chickened out? How would that make me feel? To not do anything. That's the first thing I thought about. I thought about how painful it would be for me to have not taken action towards my dreams. The second thing I thought about was what it would feel like for me 1 year, 2 years, 3 years down the road if I were to have actually done something towards accomplishing my goals, towards accomplishing my dreams. How phenomenal would that feel? How exciting would that be? How powerful, how confident would that make me feel? How much of a contribution would I have been able to make if I did something, if I shared this stuff that I'm learning, if I helped other people, if I was able to inspire other people and inform other people with the things that I'm learning, the things I want to share, the stories I want to share? How would that make me feel, and what kind of impact would that have on other people? What are all of the phenomenal, wonderful, exciting experiences and things that I would be able to receive in my life if I were to actually do something, get up off this couch, get off my ass, and actually do something towards accomplishing my dreams? How would it feel? So two things. What would I miss out on? How painful would it be if I didn't do anything? And number two, how pleasurable would it be if I did? So here we are right now. It's the last month of the year, and it's that time of year again. You know, when people start reflecting on the last 12 months and start thinking about the year ahead, and you're probably expecting me to give you some more tips now, some tactics, right, on how to figure out what you want to do in the coming year and how to make your resolutions stick. But other than these first two things, from my own experience, thinking about the pain that I would feel if I didn't take action towards my dreams, and thinking about the pleasure that I would feel if I did, other than that, I ain't giving you nothing, man. None of that today. Because my inclination is that you already know what your most important goals are. You already know what your one big goal is, your greatest ambition, You already know it. You already know what you want to do. You're just too afraid to take action towards making that goal a reality, just like I was. And you don't need me to give you any tips about making resolutions stick. You don't need me to tell you how to set goals or why they're important. All you need to do right now is decide. You need to decide to take action. You need to stop sitting around. You need to stop talking about your resolutions and start doing something about them. Because how many more books do you need to read before you finally take action? How many people do you need to talk to before you finally take action? How much research you got to do before you finally take action? No more excuses. No more research. No more procrastination. It's time to take fucking action. Because if you're afraid to take on that responsibility for yourself, then you're choosing the route of pain. You're choosing that route where you're going to be in this incredibly painful and regretful situation 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line, 30, 40, 50 years down the line, when you get to that place when you realize that, hey, I could have done something about my dreams. I could have done something to chase my goals. I could have done something about this, but I didn't. And here I am now, old, sick, stressed, and in deep, deep regret. So if you're afraid to take on the responsibility of chasing your dreams, if you're afraid to make decisions, afraid to step out alone, well, first of all, you're not alone because most people are. That's why there are so few leaders and so many followers in this world. Don't join the majority. You be the leader. And if you're confronted with a problem, the longer you put it off, the greater it becomes, and the more fearful you become of your ability to solve it. So therefore, you need to learn to make decisions, because in not deciding, first of all, you're making a decision in and of itself to not decide, and you're also failing to take action. And in failing to take action, you invite failure. You open up that door for failure to come in, and for regret to come in, and for pain to come in, and engulf you in that negativity. And what you'll find is, with experience, when you finally make the decision to start taking action, right or wrong, the problems and the troubles that you thought were so great, they actually start to disappear. And now, you know, you might not always make the best decision. You might not always make the right decision. But merely making a decision in and of itself will give you strength. It'll give you energy. It'll give you enthusiasm. It's the fear of doing the wrong thing that attracts the wrong thing or prevents you from taking action. So decide and take action. And the chances are that your troubles, they're going to fade into thin air, baby, whether you make a mistake or not. So figure out what the first step is that you need to take and then take it, however small. Start the website, make that phone call, order the brochure, get up, do something. Start writing, start painting. Start the paper. Do whatever you need to do. Take some action towards achieving your greatest ambitions right now, today. Don't wait for 2019. Don't wait for January 1st. Go right now. Take action. Get ahead of it. Get ahead of it. The new year is nothing but just a turn of a number, the turn of a digit on the calendar. That's it. And it represents a fresh start, which is wonderful, which is why so many people use it to erase the past and start something new and start something fresh. And if that works, because it works for many, many people, wonderful, fantastic, beautiful. But you don't need that digit to turn in order for you to make a change. All you need to do is decide. And so make that decision right now to take the first step towards your greatest ambitions and make 2019 your year of action. Now, let me close out this episode with a powerful quote that I revisit from time to time by an author named Stephen Pressfield. Here's how it goes. Were you put on earth to be a painter, scientist, an apostle of peace? In the end, the question can only be answered by action. Do it or don't do it. It may help to think of it this way. If you were meant to cure cancer or write a symphony or crack cold fusion and you don't do it, you not only hurt yourself, even destroy yourself, you hurt your children, you hurt me, you hurt the planet. You shame the angels who watch over you, and you spite the Almighty who created you, and only you, with your unique gifts, for the sole purpose of nudging the human race 1 millimeter farther along its path back to God. Creative work is not a selfish act or a bid for attention on the part of the actor. It's a gift to the world and everything in it. Don't cheat us of your contribution. Give us what you've got. So go out there and take one step towards your dreams and give the world what you've got. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.